know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland Martin.
Hold it now.
Friday Eve. It's Thursday. Good morning, Roland.
Friday Eve. Yeah. Absolutely great. Absolutely great. Feel great and all good, Tom. 3 years ago, I had lunch with Ronaldo Glover, who was the chairman of the board of the Fisk University Board of Trustees. Mm-hmm. And he said, Roland, what is the greatest problem facing African Americans? And I talked about economics, and he said, absolutely not. He said, it is education and the state of young black men. Mm-hmm. And Ronaldo, that was our last really lunch meeting because he died a few months later of pancreatic cancer. And, Tom, a report came out last week that mm-hmm. was absolutely stunning, showing the graduation rates of young black men nationwide at 47%. And, you know, serious alarm all across the country. And so we wanted to talk about this particular report and also what can we do.
This is high school graduation rate?
High school graduation, which obviously it means it's even lower when you talk about college. John H. Jackson, he is president and CEO of the Schott Foundation for Public Education. They actually released the report, and he joins us this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. Good morning, Tom.
John, is this 47% on a mainstream level, or is that 47% of African-American boys?
It's 47% of black males across the nation graduate from high school.
And when you go inside of those numbers, New York City, 28%, Philadelphia, 28%, Broward County, Florida, 39%, Chicago, 44%, Nashville, 47%. What was your reaction when you saw these numbers?
Well, number one, just shocked at the fact that we're headed in the wrong direction. 2 years ago when we released our study, it indicated that 48% were graduated from high school. This year, only 47%. And to your point, Roland, New York City, which enrolls the largest number of black males across the country, only 28% are graduating from high school. Chicago, the second largest, 44%. We're headed in the opposite direction to say that we're trying to be a nation that wants to be globally competitive in the 21st century.
And what happens to these African-American males when they don't graduate?
Well, we pretty much know. In New York City, over 50% of black males are unemployed. In Chicago, we lose over 5,000 black males each year. They're not in school. They're not employed. And no one can say that that doesn't impact the crime that's happening across the city.
What then do we do? I mean, look, are the answers, you know, all black academies? I mean, I remember I got a lot of attention of the academy here in Chicago, where 107 of the graduates all are going to four-year institutions. So what are the answers? Because when you talk about, I'll use Ronaldo again, he told me that at Fisk University, the average graduation rates over a five-year period were 72% black women, 28% black men, and that number is actually getting lower. So we're seeing sisters graduating from college, black men not, primarily because they're not finishing high school.
Well, Roland, we're talking about a systems failure. And I think what Urban Prep in Chicago is doing is outstanding, but we're talking about 179 black males compared to
right.
losing 5,000. So where it's working, we've noticed that those states and cities have ensured that black males have access to early childhood education, highly effective teachers, a college-bound curricula, and equitable instructional resources. But this has to be dealt with at the systems level.
It's a system level, but it's also a community issue because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you've got to have folks also at home driving the issue. You've got to have black men handling their business at home as well. And so is it solely just the system?
Well, no, it's definitely a community issue also. So we want to have opportunity to learn states, but it's also important that within the community we have opportunity to learn businesses. What are those? Are those businesses that allow parents time off to go to parent-teacher conferences or invest their resources in opportunity to learn programs like mentoring and tutoring? We need opportunity to learn faith-based institutions. Churches receive the largest portion of black and brown giving. We want to ensure that those resources are not just staying inside of the church, but are going back out into the communities in which the churches sit. And we want opportunity to learn parents who will make a commitment to going to parent-teacher conference, reading to your children, ensuring that they're literate by third grade, and also recognize that they themselves need to continue to develop themselves to become better parents and also develop their skills.
Interesting. According to your report, the places with the highest graduation rate, Newark, New Jersey, 76%, Fort Bend, Texas, 68%, Baltimore County, 67%, Montgomery County, Maryland, 65%. So what are they doing different than some of these other places?
Well, I think you take New Jersey. Several years ago, New Jersey responded to a lawsuit brought by parents and advocates. And rather than running from it, they embraced it. They decided to provide a more equitable distribution of resources, not just throwing more money at it, but targeting the resources on access to early childhood education, highly effective teachers, college-bound curricula. And what we've seen is New Jersey is the only state with a significant black population that has over a 65% graduation rate.
But if there's no money, and that's what they're saying around the country, obviously, state and local, how are you going to do this? What's the answer then?
Well, I think you're right. It's not about just pouring more money into the system, but targeting the resources. You know, during a tough economic climate, you have to make tough choices and invest in areas where there's a higher return on investment. And that's definitely education, because you're going to pay on one end or the other.
That's right.
Right now, we're paying on the back end to incarcerate these young men, and we're paying more.
Folks, go to blackboysreport.org to check out the entire study. This should be a serious alarm for black America. John, we surely appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.